Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another amazing episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness coach, and a motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers. I hope you all are having such a great day and even a better week. I know I sure have, and I am so ready to be in our safe zone to birth this beautiful discussion today. Matter of fact, I really could barely wait till the time to get in here. And it is just so good to be here, I tell you. Don't forget that you can call in and ask your questions in regards to our topic at 516-595-8091. Again, that is 516-595-8091. 595-8091. And don't forget, Blog Talk Radio always has our back. They put into our episodes a live chat box so you can drop your questions or your comments in there. And you know how I love to monitor a great chat box. And Whispers, tell me you are not enjoying the Whispers Exchange News Journal. I have to tell you, I think it is so beautiful and the content is so rich. Not only are we getting such beautiful, you know, beautiful articles in it, but we're also getting our featured cocktail mocktail of the hour. If you haven't subscribed, I'm going to ask you to go over to the live link in the description box, click on it and subscribe, join the community. We got some fire things going to be happening over the summer, but if you're not a part of the community, how are you supposed to be a part of it? You are going to miss out. I'm sorry. Look, I hope you all are ready, got your notebooks and your cocktails ready to really lean into this conversation on unleashing our potential through adapting to change. Woo! Yes! Honey, this is going to be good. You know, I love to start each of our episodes or our discussions with a clear meaning or definition. So you know this is no different. I'm going to give you a clear meaning and understanding of the word adapt. It means make something suitable for a new use or purpose, to modify or alter. Let me give it to you again. Adapt. Make something suitable for a new use or purpose, modify or alter. Adapting. You realize, Whispers, this is a major word or an occurrence in our daily lives. This is not a one and done. We have to adapt every single day of our lives. And adapting means that we are embracing change, and it's a crucial factor at that. Because if we want to unleash our full potential and thrive in an ever-evolving world, guess what? It's inevitable. It is truly inevitable. And by embracing it, we open ourselves up to new possibilities. We open ourselves up to growth and personal development. Now, as we go through this discussion, I really want you to really lean into it a little bit. Because, see, sometimes as people, we fight or kick against change. And so we're going to have to really understand it and really be able to make it palatable. So let's just say this is going to be one of the best meals we're about to partake in. So that's what I want you to get ready for. See, Whispers, one key aspect of embracing a change is adaptation. And the ability to adapt allows us to adjust to new circumstances, challenges, and opportunities. It requires a mindset that is open to learning, flexibility, and resilience. And when we embrace change and adapt to it, we navigate through uncertainties and make the most of certain situations. Now, many of you all have already been on the journey and have walked through certain episodes with me, and we've built on our growth mindset. So adapting to change is a part of that growth mindset. So this here, sprinkling of the perfect secret sauce that we need in our recipe. See, now how powerful is that? Did you see me go back there and complete that circle and connect those dots for you? See, all elements and every keychain and all the master keys, as I tell you, go hand in hand. So in a discussion, you may even require yourself to go pull out another one of your keys that we've already discussed. So that's why I said adapting to change is the secret sauce and a special seasoning to this meal. See, adaptation often involves stepping out of our comfort zone. Remember we talked about being comfortable when being uncomfortable, finding that comfort, and we really broke that down. So you may need to go back and pick up the keys that you may have missed, or maybe you have forgotten. Because sometimes we get so used and caught up on so many things that we forget the necessary skills that we have been taught. And so it requires for us to go back and lean back into them so we can learn from them and also see how they benefit us. So it requires us to let go of familiarity or those familiar routines, beliefs, and the ways of doing certain things. Because, you know, sometimes people say, well, if it's not broken, why go try to fix it? But if it's not broken, does that mean that it's the perfect way of fixing it or doing it? See, you have to ask that question as well. And this can be uncomfortable at times when we do those kind of questions. But it's through this discomfort that we discover our true potential. True potential. So by pushing ourselves beyond what we know, you know, we can uncover hidden talents, strengths, capabilities that even may have never been even realized, or we may not have realized that it existed. So let me just tell you all, I tell you all the time that I'm always very transparent with you all. And I have to tell you, Whisperers, that I've had to change and adapt to changing throughout my life. Even as a young person, because see, my mom, with the business that she had and the lifestyle that we had, we traveled and we covered the map. We went across this map and back again. And it required certain things from me as a young person and as an individual to adapt to. It took me out of my normal status of my natural habitat and my friends and the elements that I knew that I had to go and rebuild, restructure, and try to figure out again, well, how do I fit in? What do I do? But because if I wasn't willing to adapt, I would never do it. And we're going to lean even a little bit further in some of the things that I've had to adapt to, even present day. I'm not even going to take you that far back into different things. I'm going to let you know so you can see how much I have to adapt and how it is beneficial and what it has done for me. So this way you don't think like I'm just telling you things and then you're like, well, look, you know, you don't understand. You haven't had to go through anything. Yes. Yes, I have. And so many others have as well. And how they've gone through changes. I'm going to share a powerful story with you about someone that you know and that you've heard of and that you may have seen on television. Some of you all have maybe even been able to listen to him speak or anything that you have heard or anything regarding this person. So as we get into this discussion, I'm going to share some things with you that I think are going to even break it open and make those seasonings just kind of, you know, breathe a little bit more and get a little warmer for you. Adaption enables us to stay relevant in a rapidly changing world and climate. It's changing every day. No matter what we did, what was yesterday is gone. Today is today. And it requires that we change day to day because that's how life is. See, the pace of technology and the technological advancements, social transformations, global changes, demands that we continuously have to adapt and evolve around. But did you know that those who are resistant, now notice that word, even how it sounds, they're resistant. So that means they resist it. They push it off. They move it out of their way. They fight against it. They resist everything when it comes to change, and they cling to the past as it was something that was worthy of holding on to so dearly. And they don't even update practices, thoughts, beliefs. Many find themselves, as they say, on the cutting room floor or left behind. You know, have you ever met someone who is just constantly resisting change? Or that refuses to adapt? They seem to be so stagnant. Have you met anyone who literally they still have like a flip phone and they ask you, well, what do I do with this? And you look at it like, I'm not really sure. Throw that in the garbage and get another one. You know, because that's how it is. Because we keep on evolving. We keep changing. We keep growing. But when we don't do this, we become stagnant. And does anything that is stagnant hold life? Does anything that is stagnant hold purpose? Those are the things that you got to think about, Whispers. See, when we as people embrace change and proactively, now proactively means that we are really in motion with. It requires work on our part. So if we're proactively adapting, we can seize new opportunities and stay ahead of that curve. We can actually seize opportunities in ways that we can see how we can make ourselves better or do better or be better. Because, see, we're conscious of it then. Are you really conscious of the things that need to be changed? Now, that could be on any level. It could be personal. It could be physical. It could be emotional, it could be mental, it could be healthy, it could be your wealth, it could be all different aspects. But are you conscious of that? Whispers, I got to tell you, when I started working on this discussion, I looked at this and I just felt like, oh my goodness, this was so powerful that even I have started to build this into a powerful discussion that I will birth into a beautiful motivational discussion and speech. Because that's how important this really is. Because see, we as people have to be willing to do certain things that we think we can't do, but if we allow ourselves to adapt, and allow ourselves to go through the process. It's almost like a metamorphosis. We're like a butterfly, or we're like that beautiful little caterpillar. Spins that beautiful cocoon. Lays in there dormant. And when it's time, it blossoms, it breaks through, and ooh, it's a beautiful butterfly. Beautiful. We're in awe of them. Their wings are almost like if you touch them, they just flake apart. That's how wonderful they are. And that's how wonderful we are if we are willing to ebb and flow and bend and morph into these beautiful creatures that are willing to change. I love it. Because adaptation also fosters innovation and creativity. I love it because I'm a creative person. And I love to create, and I love to be in that space and to have that freedom in there. Because when we are willing to embrace change, we become more open to new ideas, perspectives. The way we think become more open, and they become more relevant, and they end up pulling others into that whole beautiful space and place. If you could see me right now, I'm like floating in here. My eyes were closed. I was talking with my hands because it was that powerful for me. because I'm painting this beautiful picture and this beautiful dish that I'm serving you. I think it's like so elegant, and the dish that I've chosen to place it in, it is just going to be breathtaking. And when I sit it on the table for you, it is going to be like, oh my goodness, look, the chef has presented our meal. That's how beautiful this discussion is. Sometimes I get so excited over it that I got to try to control myself even. Because I think as people, we should be excited over certain elements in our life. And no, change is not easy. So anybody who says, well, it's just easy, that's just not true. I'm going to put a fork in that one. That is not true. But change is necessary. And sometimes change is hard. Change is difficult. Change is scary. Oh, it's all those things. But when we do it and we start to work in it, oh, it's powerful. It has a power that so many people all of a sudden say, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why didn't I allow myself to be this way? Because, Whispers, the beautiful thing is, this mindset allows us to approach problems from different angles. This mindset allows us to explore uncharted territories and find innovative solutions. By adapting, we create an environment that encourages growth, exploration, and cultivation of new and improved ideas. You know, all the great things. All the wonderful things. Remember when you were young and you were sitting there and all of a sudden you just was like, well, I wanted to do this, but then all of a sudden you just changed it and now you became a superhero. You couldn't fly, but now you can. And then you could also, your hands were sticky and you could climb up walls because you could adapt and your mind was so creative and open to just changing and being a part of whatever you were dreaming. See, as adults, we forget. We forget to dream. We forget to dream about how change can impact us in a powerful, beautiful way. We become so staunch in our way, fixated. My way or the highway. So this discussion is necessary. It's necessary to help us to really look beyond ourselves. So let me tell you, Whispers, many times as people, we get so comfortable in our routines or how we do certain things that we may not realize how much we are hindering ourselves from moving into a new area or maybe a new era of how we are supposed to be thinking or how it would be a better opportunity given to us if we stepped out and stepped in. You know, this made me think about a client that a friend of mine had, and they were really kicking against change. And once they allowed themselves to accept the opportunity, they got to see what a benefit it was for them, as well as for their career, as well as for their family even. And it opened up such a wonderful thing and even allowed them to even relocate closer to their friends, their family, gave them opportunity that they hadn't seen before, and even as far as it goes, even purchasing property. And the benefits were just endless when they adapted to that change and they accepted the change. So to embrace change and adapt effectively, it's essential to cultivate certain qualities and habits. It's essential for us. So before we get into those beautiful qualities and habits, I think this is a great spot for us to take a quick commercial break.
La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency, working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultants.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous.
Welcome back, Whisperers. So before the break, I said that we were going to get into qualities and habits that will help us to like embrace and adapt to change. So we're right at that 320 mark. So you want to pin mark it here. So if you miss any of the points or you miss any of your keys, because don't forget, even though these are habits and qualities, these are master keys that go on your keychain. And it's essential that you take your keys with you. So pin mark the episode here. So if you miss any of them, you can come back and listen to it. So let's lean into this and really get everything seasoned well, okay? So the first thing I want to discuss with you is having that open-mindedness. Open-minded. It's so incredible that it always comes to our mindset. It is, isn't it? It's like every discussion that I tell you, it falls into there somewhere, somehow. Because being open to new ideas, perspectives, and possibilities is crucial for adaptation. It's really crucial. See, because it allows us to challenge our own beliefs and biases, our biases, and consider alternative approaches. See, isn't that dynamic in itself? See, Whisperers, open-mindedness or open, let me put it this way, nope. Open-minded individuals are willing to change their views when presented with new facts and evidence. We want to be malleable, which means we can be shaped or reshaped and not broken. See, that's what that word means. It allows us to be reshaped or shaped differently without breaking. And sometimes adapting to change means that we have to reshape things. We have to bend a little bit and be flexible around certain areas. Open-mindedness allows us to be this way. It doesn't close off to things. It doesn't shut it down. Or is your mind like a vice? Or is it a trap? What's holding on to you and holding you prisoner and holding you back? Or is it open to endless possibilities? Open to the willingness of being flexible and changing the ebbs and the flows that come through our life. Tell you, Whisperers, this is a good discussion today. It moves us into our second master key, though. It moves us into us needing to develop self-awareness. Self-awareness. This allows you to see where your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings are taking you. It also allows you to take control of your emotions, your behaviors, and your personality so you can make changes in your thoughts, your interpretations, your movements, and your willingness. And you make it in your mind, which is followed by the change of all emotion. You start controlling the emotion. The emotion doesn't control you. Developing self-awareness. So when we say developing self-awareness, that means that you're going to be working on it. That means you have to start structuring your blueprints correctly. See, when we develop things, it takes planning. It takes an opportunity for us to sit and see where we need to change certain things. So developing self-awareness means you have to understand your strengths, but it also means that you have to be aware of your weaknesses as well as your values. See, that's deep. To be willing to reflect on each area as well as the goals, the passions, and what brings you a sense of purpose, which will allow you to, like, identify any limiting beliefs. Maybe there's limiting beliefs or fears that you have that may be hindering your ability to adapt to change. Maybe because you haven't really tapped into that self-awareness, you're not really sure. So there's an insecurity there even. And that's okay, Whispers, because guess what? This is your time to start working on your blueprint. You're not going to go throw up this building or throw up your plans and everything on just shaky terrain or a faulty foundation. You're going to do the necessary work so it has stabilizers. And see, that's what we have been doing as we're prospering to our purpose, as we build our house, which is ourselves. We are stabilizing, fortifying, and making sure that everything is secure and put into place correctly. But it does not mean that we're not going to have to go in and make changes, make some repairs, because guess what? Every great property that you want to hold its value requires that you keep up the work. That is the key. It moves you into that cultivation of resilience. It moves you to resilience. And when we cultivate resilience, it allows us to possess the personal confidence to believe we can succeed in the face of uncertainty. We can. Even if we're not really sure, we can. Let me just tell you something. Cultivating resilience is something that is so beneficial. And many of you all have gone through a lot of things in your life. And I love, like, this one poet said that it didn't break them, but it fortified them. It may have rocked them just a little bit, but the rock allowed them to balance. It may have shaken them just a little bit more, but that shaken allowed them to now have all the cream rise to the top. And see, that's how powerful being able to cultivate resilience is. That's how powerful resilience is. See, this means that we need to have a clear vision of what we want to achieve and use this as a guide when we become disoriented. Yes, because we can become disoriented. But see, when we have a guide, it just requires of us to look back at it, to get reassured of what that is and just, okay, wait a minute, hold on. I took a left where I should have taken a right. And a way that this is just off a few inches, I got to bring it back in a little bit. Because, see, that's what it allows us to do. And so many people forget that. And then they go into a panic, and it's like, no, slow down, pause. Remember the power in pausing. See, Whisperers, building resilience by developing coping strategies, such as practicing mindfulness, you know, like, how that came back into our circle again. You like that? You like how I brought that back in here, right? Maintaining a support network, engaging in self-care activities, not selfish activities, but self-care activities. From there, we have to view setbacks as temporary and as opportunities for growth, as opportunities of a stepping stone, as opportunities of a learning device or mechanism or fault or flaw or whatever you want to call it. But as long as you realize you did not fail back, you fell forward. And some may have fallen down, but that means that you dust yourself off and you get back up again. So I told you that many of you may have heard this particular person and heard him speak and different things that he has said. And before I even name who it is, I'm going to tell you the story first. This person said that, you know, he had been rocked to his core. He didn't feel that he was doing his work effectively and that he wasn't impacting people and that he felt that he was falling down upon everything that he thought coulda, woulda, and shoulda. And someone said to him, who told you that your pathway was going to be one that had no stones on it? And he just looked at them. And the person said, who told you that success was just going to be poured out upon you and you were going to receive it and there was not going to be hard work, there was not going to be tribulations, there were not going to be stumbling, there was not going to be any kind of form of negativity against you? Who told you that? And he said, well, nobody. He said, but let me ask you something. Do you believe that you have a clear calling for what you are doing? And he said, by far, yes, I do. He said, then why are you sitting on the side of the road instead of standing in the middle of it? And he said, he got up because he realized that the resilience that he needed was wavering because he was feeling sorry for himself. And that was none other than T.D. Jakes. I was like, wow. And so many people have listened to him speak, and so many people are so taken. But he was just realistic in telling everyone that change is inevitable. That sometimes change is blanketed in such a way that it is so harsh and it's just literally gives you blow after blow, but it's how you receive it and how you put it into its place, space, and perspective in your life. Because like he said, no one had told him he was going to be successful. No one said this was going to be so easy. But he said, yes, he did have a calling and he did have a purpose and he knew what he wanted to share and that was what he needed. It's the same difference when you're working on change. You know where you want to go. You know where you want to be. You know who you want to be. You know what you would like to bring forward, but who told you it was going to be a walk in the park? So easy. Who told you that? See, sometimes change allows us to really get realistic with ourselves. It means that we get our fourth master key, and that's embracing flexibility. See, Whisperers, flexible people have the agility and resilience to adjust to change without becoming more stressed or throwing all of their goals into the trash can or throwing them away. See, when we're flexible, we're able to adjust our plans to cater to our new situations. So I told you I was going to share stuff with you today with even regards to this, how I've had to adapt to change. And let me tell you something. Change is difficult when you run a business or you're a part of your organization or in your life and everything else. Trust me, it is very hard. But I am a person who has had to deal with change. And you all know I had a major change hit me 2 years ago. But I'm still adapting to that change. And by far, it is not easy. Because things that I never had to handle, never had to worry about, always had this person that was my ride or die, literally, that I could call on, that I could get for my support system, or if I was just kind of inundated with all the things of life, she would come in with like the super of supers and swoop in. And all of a sudden the swoop is no longer there. And the current that I rode on, that wave and that wind, and you know, I always say like a mother or my mom was definitely the wind beneath my wings. So in turn, I had to adapt to change and learn how to open my wings up a little bit more to be able to catch that wind again so it would pull me back in that updraft because I was falling quickly. Change looks so different to everybody. Discussions like these touch me deep in my soul because I know so many that struggle with change. They're afraid because they have been diagnosed maybe with a little cause and effect of their lives, or they've been diagnosed with not achieving because they thought they could, but they didn't, and now they're holding themselves prisoner on not going to excel. And all of a sudden, the weight is so heavy because they forget to embrace that flexibility. Are you forgetting that flexibility? Open your wings. Catch that underdraft and let yourself soar. Because adapting to change is powerful. If this discussion doesn't move you, if it doesn't touch you, listen to it again until it does. Because that's how powerful this is. I sit in this studio and the light is on and everything is go. And I'm telling you, when I adapt to change, I see such beauty and difference in everything, and even clients that I work with that have had to go and adapt to change, they're beautiful butterflies. They're beautiful. Are they perfect? No. And neither will you be. Neither am I. But we're adapting to change. Change is not your enemy. Your enemy is your mindset. Your enemy is your prisoner of yourself. That is your enemy. That is the thing that will harness to not being willing to change and to blossom. You can change habits. You can change behaviors. You can change how people have perceived you, and you can come out looking, being, smelling everything 10 times better because you can adapt to change. Woo! Whispers, you know, when we adapt to change, it really opens our hearts up to new horizons. You don't even know how true that is. Our hearts, both physically and even that metamorphical kind of heart, are at the center of our being. They are the vessels through which we experience and express emotions, connections, and passion. And when we open our hearts to change, we unlock the possibilities. A thing that may happen or be the case or the likelihood. See, possibilities, that's what they are. Of deep growth and expanded horizons. Now, change, like I said, is feared, but it can be transformative. It can transform your mind, your heart, your soul. but by embracing vulnerability, cultivating resilience, fostering adaptability, or maybe nurturing adaptability and opening our mindsets or our mindfulness and exploring like that self-discovery, we unlock the potential for holistic growth. And when I say holistic growth, that means we grow as a whole person, not a half, but a whole person. Because see, by adapting, it's a mind, body, soul factor. So that's all of you. That's the whole part of you. And embracing change becomes this empowering journey. It's a journey. It's not just like a little, you know, I'm going to go to take just a little walk. It's a journey. Enjoy the journey. Go see and explore. See what's in the possibilities of change. You just may be shocked. You might just be shocked at what you discover. It allows you to emerge stronger. It allows you to emerge wiser and more connected to yourself. So let us welcome change as like a catalyst or for personal evolution and embrace the endless possibilities it holds. Because, I mean, seriously, no harm, no foul. To change is all in our control. It's how you respond to it. It could be a positive or it could be a negative. Because it's what you tell yourself. I choose to embrace. So when change approaches me, and some change is, whoo, it's overpowering, I allow myself to sit in a place and space of pause. I allow myself the time to allow myself to really allow it to vibrate at the decimal it has to so I can receive it. And I can tell you it's not easy, but it's necessary. Whisperers, this discussion I have truly, truly loved, you know, doing and pouring into you. And I hope that the beautiful meal that I've served in this gorgeous dish has been something that has been so palatable and so well received and nourishing to you that you'll come back, you'll listen to it again, you do the necessary, and you implement. Because see, that is how wonderful this beautiful discussion has been. So I love it. I like our, it's like our time just goes so fast. Like before you know it, it's just literally time for us to get ready to go. But I can't begin to tell you all how much I appreciate you constantly always being here, allowing me to pour into you, allowing me to build on such beautiful conversations like this, because it's necessary. And I always tell you, I want conversations that are transparent. I want conversations that are going to be encouraging, uplifting, and pivoting your mindset so we can grow into better people, being better for ourselves as well as for others. Because that's how important it is. So, you know that I am always encouraging you all to pinmark the episodes, to come back and listen to them. I tell you all to always please make sure that you come over to my Instagram page, which is at whispersinabottle_podcast. You know, drop a note under the thumbnail that is for the episode anything you'd like to say, drop in and, you know, connect with me. I'm here. If you need support, if you need someone to help you or you're struggling so with change, I always tell you there's a live link to my calendar in each and every description box. Jump on there. Maybe we need to build out better goals so we can help you to pivot your mindset, to move you into a position that you can receive, because sometimes that's what we need. So don't forget that you need to subscribe to the Whisperers Exchange, because there's going to be some broadcasting notes that are going to be in there. And, of course, you know, anytime it's broadcasting notes, we also share them here on the show. But especially make sure that you are part of our news journal, Whisperers Exchange. There's a live link inside of the description box. And, you know, guys, we're always open to bringing new things to you. The summer season is coming, so there's going to be some new things that are going to be dropping, and you're good to hear us because you know we go on our summer hiatus soon. So don't forget to do that. Come back next week for another beautiful, powerful discussion, because I'm telling you, I got some great things lined up as we get ready to move in to our houses. So I think it's going to be exciting. It's going to be I'm ready. So I've really enjoyed this today. You know, you can connect with me on Facebook at Whisper in a Bottle, as well as on Twitter at capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And, you know, please, everyone, be safe and check in on your neighbors. Use caution. Don't be afraid to adapt to change. And we'll be back together before you know it. Next week will come, and we will be back in our safe zone again. So my name is Sonia Loray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, certified holistic health and wellness coach. But by far, I'm always so honored to say I am the host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. All right, guys, be safe.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Loray, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.